All you need is love, Lover's Lane.
Happy Sextember! Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on when this podcast gets to you. Welcome to episode 0 of the Lover's Lane podcast, another great source like our Intimacy Advisor blog of sex advice, product recommendations, and knowledge of romance and connecting with your partner. My name is Haley, and like I said, this is the first or episode 0 of the Lover's Lane podcast. I myself have been selling sex toys, novelties, lingerie, enhancements, and a ton of other fun stuff for over 5 years now through Lover's Lane. Even as this podcast is reaching you, I'm actually still in our stores because my absolute favorite part of what I do is, you know, experiencing the connection between my customers with their partners and seeing them get excited for each other, maybe being open to something new in the bedroom and watching their relationship blossom. It is very rewarding. I love it. Working retail, though, in an adult store isn't quite as simple as managing the till. These are real people. They have genuine concerns over their sexual health, and our job as a romance specialist is to be as well educated as possible so that your experience, your connection, and your intimacy doesn't fall short. I take my job very seriously. Lover's Lane as a company, we've been around for 28 years now, and we're a one-stop shop for birthdays, anniversaries, or just because you're falling in love. We're currently offering an amazing free gift with purchase of $200 or more. You'll actually receive the Never Lonely Wand. It's worth $59.95, and it's a really nice silicone, palm-sized, rechargeable wand made for clitoral stimulation. But of course, this could be combined with maybe your favorite oil for a massage or vibrating foreplay. I thought September was the absolute perfect time to roll out this podcast for a few different reasons. First of all, I'm Michigan born and raised. I know all of our stores are in the Midwest as well. We're in Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. I've never met a Midwesterner that doesn't anticipate autumn. There's something about the changing of seasons, maybe, that gets us all super excited. But September is actually Sexual Health Awareness Month. And throughout future episodes of this podcast, I'm really going to be helping you connect with your partner through expression, love, and bonding. So to start the podcast, let's talk about health, because I know we've all been trying to be as healthy as possible because coronavirus is present in our lives currently. So of course, I wanted to turn to the CDC website to maybe see what they also had to say about sexual health. And I actually learned that the World Health Organization defines sexual health as the state of physical, emotional, mental, and social well-being in relation to sexuality. It's not merely the absence of disease or dysfunction. I love this quote because I truly believe that physical, mental, and sexual health are kind of these three main blocks where you have to uphold each one. Otherwise, one of the other might fall short. We know that physical health is crucial for sex. We know that mental health either makes or breaks your sex life. But what about when your sexual health is just barely hanging on? Do you ever feel like you're not performing well physically, or you kind of feel sluggish in the workplace or day to day? I know that happens to me. Or maybe that your mental health is suffering because you're not being sexual with your partner or with yourself. The orgasm kind of creates this fire to keep going. In addition to that, sexual health is not only the act of having sex. It's your identity. It's who you are. Your sexuality includes your gender identity and your orientation. It's also the role you see yourself fitting, or fantasies you might have, or what eroticism means to you, or even, you know, what your experience of pleasure means to you as an individual. Of course, we know that sexual health could mean reproduction, but what about intimacy? it doesn't always mean sexual intimacy. Sexual health surely is not what it used to be 10 years ago. I remember in high school, you had to look at a picture of an STD and match it to A, B, and C. It could be this, this, or this. And sexual health then was how to avoid unwanted pregnancies. But now, sexual health is experiencing pleasure. It's respecting the rights that we all share as consenting adults. Intimacy, however, is the closeness we experience from connection and love and emotions, which of course can be sexual, but children and animals and really every person experiences intimacy. It's the bridge where sexual health plays part to physical and mental health. And though I'll probably refer to intimacy throughout the Lover's Lane podcast in a sexual way, it can be physical touch from a hug that we experience at a young age, or some mental healing, positive reinforcement, like that pat on the back that comes from someone caring for you. I wanted to have an episode zero as an introduction to the Lover's Lane podcast as well, because throughout the podcast, I'm going to be teaching you sex advice. We're going to learn different products or techniques that you really could be interested in, especially if you've never been to one of our stores. I know from personal experience that it really can be intimidating or nerve-wracking to enter an adult store for the first time, or if you're looking for something new. So, of course, I started shopping at Lover's Lane when I was 18 and I could finally make it in the doors, although I surely did try at 16 and 17. I felt confident shopping for outfits and for lingerie, but when I wanted to shop for a toy, I was a little bit more nervous to ask employees which toys they would suggest, because we do really have a lot of options. And finally, you know, I took the toy that was suggested home. I loved it. So my partner and I wanted to, you know, try an anal toy or something different. So I went back to the store and I just kind of froze while shopping at the anal section. I would kind of look over my shoulder and see the employees, and I didn't want them to know my business. So I would turn quick and pretend I was shopping for a G-spot toy because they're located fairly close together in the store. Anyway, long story short, I bought this anal toy without reading the packaging or asking about it or looking up reviews by myself, and the romance specialist tried to suggest me a different toy because I have latex allergies and she must have remembered me from a previous shopping experience. But I was embarrassed and I was super short with her, so I bought it anyway and I had a terrible reaction because the toy had latex. But with that story, I'm just trying to remind you all that we absolutely have to be educated about what we sell. Ethically, it's our responsibility, and I know personally, I would hate for someone to buy something that does the opposite of what it's anticipated to do. We want you to have the best experience possible, and communication both with your partner and an expert in the field is going to help you out there. So, you know, my goal, Haley's goal, disassociated with my job and the podcast entirely, is to end the stigma of this old way that people view sex as a taboo subject. I want to liberate the needs and wants and let this be part of conversation in any setting. I don't see health as inappropriate, and sexual health to me is one third of general health. So come shop with us. Currently at Lover's Lane, like I mentioned before, there is an awesome gift with purchase when you spend $200 or more. The Never Lonely Wand is worth $59.95. It's rechargeable, silicone, and splash-proof. My suggestion to get yourself to the $200 is maybe something fun from Liberator, such as the Flip Ramp, which converts into an ottoman when not in use, but it's the perfect lift for G-spot penetration or great for oral, and so much better at holding your hips or body up than a pillow. And maybe a sexy outfit to go with it. I'm seeing a ton of new, beautiful, colorful chemises, sexy teddies, and two pieces in our stores and online. Receive that Never Lonely Wand as an added treat. There is also a free 8-ounce cleaner with a purchase of anything from Lilo, my favorite toy from them that is an absolute bestseller in our store, and I know company-wide as well, is the GG2. It's a perfect shape for beginner's G-spot. It's got this flat head that makes finding your G-spot so simple. And it's always my go-to to suggest for a gift. Lover's Lane is also having a month-long mask BOGO sale. We have a ton of new patterns and styles. My favorite one is the rhinestone mask, and they're all part of the buy one, get one half off through the end of September. So stay healthy and happy shopping. Next week on the Lover's Lane podcast, I'll be discussing love languages and relationships. The following week after that, we're going to be discussing communication to kind of, you know, ease everyone into the podcast. But don't worry, because we do have a ton of fun stuff like BDSM and toys and enhancements coming very soon to the podcast. So please join the Lover's Lane podcast every Monday. You can stay up to date with the podcast on Twitter and on Instagram. The handle is the same. It's at @LLPodcast_. That's Instagram and Twitter for the Lover's Lane podcast at @LLPodcast_. You should also follow the store, because I know that we have a ton of new beautiful lingerie and our Halloween costumes are coming. And that handle is going to be at Lover's Lane. Go ahead and give us a like on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and we have a Pinterest page as well. You can read the Intimacy Advisor blog every Sunday, linked right on our website. Reach out to me personally as well. I love questions, comments, concerns about any product, any tip, technique, anything you guys are looking to hear about. I can definitely mention it on future episodes of the podcast. My email is going to be Haley, that's Haley, @loverslane.com. At Lover's Lane, I know the more that you know, the better it gets. Happy Sextember! Thank you for listening to episode 0 of the Lover's Lane podcast, and I'll talk to you again next Monday.
Couples that play together, stay together.